Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And welcome into the Fan Morning Show pre-show for this wonderful Tuesday of Super Bowl week. We could say Super Bowl. We do it all the time. Pushing all the way up until Sunday, Super Bowl Sunday. Excited for that. Colin Dunlap alongside Doran Dickerson. Chris Mack, he's in his spot, as is Adam Crowley. So much happening. Check us out on video, the live stream. People love that. They're absolutely in love with that. 937thefan.com right there at the top. Watch us live. Bang, you can watch us live. Spectacular. Get a lot of feedback there. Same thing with the app, the Odyssey app. Rewind feature, 72 hours backward you can go. Anything you miss, anything you want to hear again. And smart speakers, all the rage, you know that. Just say, Alexa, play 93.7 The Fan. That's right, Alexa, play 93.7 The Fan. And Alexa would be playing 93.7 The Fan. With that, I say good morning to you. How's everybody?
Good morning, everybody.
Yeah.
Doing great.
All good.
How's everybody doing?
Wonderful. All good?
Good morning.
All right. I had a thing. This will start a conversation. I don't know how far it'll go. But I've noticed this happens, I don't know, once every 2 months or so. And I'm not going to go get it looked at, but and I don't think I should. It's just a thing. So on the outside, I guess that would be between my elbow, on the back side of my arm, not my forearm, the other side, so like my arm, there's always this like little notch there, and it's underneath the skin like a zit, right? You know what I'm saying? Like a mm-hmm. little bump there. Mm-hmm. So every once in a while, maybe every 2 months, 3 months, I will squeeze it, okay? And it just kind of snails out this. And it doesn't shoot out. It squeezes out like a trying to describe this. Like glue would come out of an old Elmer's glue container. Right out of the skin. You know what I'm talking about? Yep. Like you would squeeze a glue thing and it would just seep out. And it is thick, white, kind of thick, pasty pus. And it stinks like feet real bad.
Ooh. Ooh. Ooh.
I know. it's insanely funny.
Good morning.
But it has to like pull up in there and it just snails out. Like it just trails out of there.
How big is this thing?
Like a zit, not big at all.
Okay.
And you squeeze it and it just comes out like glue comes out of a container. Nice and slow, like you're squeezing a go-gurt. But it's small. And so I did that this morning as I was walking to the bathroom, and it stinks like old feet.
Ugh. You smelled it?
You can't help but.
Really?
Yes. Oh, and it went away. I washed my arm. That means I think that the inside of your body stinks.
Oh,
I bet it does.
Yes. That's what I've come to find out.
I mean, you ever take the wrapping off a steak? It smells like meat.
Yes.
We'd be like that, but grosser.
It's this thick white, almost like thicker pus material that you squeeze, and it oozes out of your
arm. My eyes are starting to water right now. My stomach is very, very tender.
It's like a,
I know what you're talking about, though. It's kind of like a whitehead.
Yeah, but it's underneath the skin, and it just oozes out. I got to call Dr. Pimple Popper.
Yeah.
It's white. It's hard, the stuff
that comes hard.
Out.
It's hard. At first, it's hard.
Yeah.
It is hard. It's like caulking. It's just like caulking.
Yeah.
Yes, and it's in my arm. And I actually get a great satisfaction from this. So now I did it this morning, I won't have to do it till February, March, probably May.
Once a quarter.
I'm struggling right now. Hold on, I'm struggling.
I'll probably do it, but it is like it's exactly like caulking. That's what it is, and it looks like that, and it's that consistency, and it comes out, and it just kind of squeezes out. You know how you do caulking along the wall, mm-hmm. and it wiggles out? That's how it comes out. It's actually really neat.
How much comes out?
Not a lot. I mean, probably, I mean, not a lot at all. Like, not.
But it still smells.
Oh, it stinks.
Ooh, man.
It stinks like old feet. Mm-hmm. It stinks like if you have somebody that whose shoes are smell terrible.
Yeah. Like boat shoes?
Yes, to the nth degree.
Like the back of your ear, you ever have like earrings in? You know, like the back of like earring backs, you ever smelled the back of those?
You ever scrape that off? That's kind of satisfying.
Oh. I had another one of those on the back of my ear. It's funny you say that. Like a cyst, a thing?
Yep.
I squeezed it. I think I've told this story before. What a great way to start the morning.
This is
spectacular.
Ugh.
I squeezed it one time, and I had the double mirror because I wanted to see what was going on. So my back was to the big mirror. I was holding a hand mirror. And I'm like, there's something like a little bump on the back of my ear. I squeezed it. Doran, ready for this one. I squeezed it, and it made a crunching sound. Okay? Then all of a sudden on the mirror, the big mirror, there was a big splotch. It went 1,200 miles an hour, the stuff, and hit the mirror and was against the mirror just real fast. And then there was just a small little trickle of blood on the back of my ear. But that one has never reappeared. That was more yellowy.
Did you ever have earrings before?
Nope. Nope.
Oh, my God.
I have one on my back. Worst smell in the world. It's just a cyst. You're right. Yeah, people are saying it's a cyst. It is. It's just a little one underneath my...
I had one above my eyebrow.
Oh, yeah.
Or so we thought, and it was massive. I'll have to show you guys a picture. I mean, I'm talking massive. And so I went to the dermatologist, and she's like, let me shoot it up. It'll go away for you. I said, okay. Didn't go away. It made it angry. So I go back 2 weeks later, and she's like, oh, my God, this thing's awful. Let me lance it for you. She lanced it. Not a cyst.
A boil.
It was a tumor. I forget what they called it, but it had red. It was like a tumor of red blood cells that, in certain times, would get bigger and smaller, all in the same day, where it would grow and it would get smaller. I had to wear a hat down so that you couldn't see it. It wound up. It's a good thing that she cut into this bad boy because I just thought it was a boil. I had to have it removed. I still have a hole in my skull. It was in my skull. It was a tumor. I had to have it surgically removed.
Jeez. Wow.
But it was, guys.
We don't need that.
It was gross.
Yeah.
I had like a unicorn horn, and I ain't some Adonis as it is. It was bad.
The smell of this thing, this makes
my wife likes to pop stuff. Do you guys pop stuff?
I don't mind it.
Your wife like it?
I like my own stuff.
Yeah. No, like if I got an ingrown hair or something, I'll kind of pick at it.
Yeah. Mm-mm.
This thing today, when it comes out like in a squirrely, like, you know what it's like? When you squeeze like ketchup out of a ketchup bottle and the hole's real small, it comes out just like that.
I got it. I get what's going on. Like caulking, I get the Elmer's glue.
Is it kind of like a sour cream packet you get when you get a baked potato at a restaurant and you squeeze and it just comes out the corner like that?
But just a little bit, yeah. Yeah. So now, I don't know why it smells so bad, though.
Yeah, that would...
I know exactly what it is. I mean, I've been there before, and it does smell. And I know I always... This is very gross, but it's 5:48, so... Whatever. If I do that, I'll take a dollop and give it a sniff.
Here we go. Okay. Our friend Dan says, I have a thing like that on the back of my neck, and I'd love to know what it is. It's not visible. There's no head. He's right. Just there to squeeze every few months. He's right. And you got to make sure no one's around. Also, you got to wash it right away because people would be like, man, you stink. Like, you smell. Is that your feet? What is that?
The amount of juice that comes out of you. Oh. For it to smell that bad?
I know!
Yeah.
It's minimal juice!
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Blame it on that juice!
I can't even talk right now.
It's you would find it okay if it was your own body.
Mm-mm. Nope. Nope. I mean, Rochelle likes to pop stuff, too. and I can't even look at it. It's so gross. I can't believe that there's people get like fixated by doing that stuff, like the Dr. Pimple Popper.
So you're not watching Dr. Pimple Popper?
Oh, no chance.
You know
what's
bad is if sometimes you're scrolling through Instagram and one of them finds its way onto your feed, and if you even linger for a second, every other video is pimple popping. No good. No.
Here we are. Thank you, Colin. I had the same thing behind my ear, too, and did the same thing. It was so satisfying. You're right. It was like, I had like a little bump behind my earlobe and squeezed it. It made a crunch. I'm like, oh, what was that crunch? It did. It made like a crunch, like if you step on a bag of potato chips. It made that noise. And then, whoom, 1,000 miles an hour, the stuff shot through the air and landed. Then, here's the other part. It was on the mirror. And then it immediately set in. Because it was my side of the bathroom, so it didn't really matter, but my wife would be mad. How am I going to clean this off the mirror and not leave streaks? So then I had to do all that.
That was going to be my question, is when you rubbed it, did it leave a
smear?
Yes, and then I had to get like the glass cleaner
stuff.
Yeah,
you got to do the whole mirror.
I had to do all that. Apparently there are great YouTube videos about this. It smells because it's infected a little bit. I get them from time to time, and that's what the doctor told me. Thank you, Joe. From Penn Hills. We might do a whole show like this.
Gosh.
That's what Joe tells me. Thanks, guys. My morning oatmeal is a lot less appetizing this morning. That's Brian chiming in. And there are great YouTube videos on this. I just know what I'm doing this afternoon now.
I think it's a good time to remind you, the Fan Morning Show kickoff brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Reserve your consultation today at awaken180weightloss.com.
Perfect time for that.
We have calls. You want me to punch them through?
Sure. I have three on my back shoulder area. My wife gets sick enjoyment out of popping them. Yeah, let's take one call as to this.
Hey, random caller, what's up?
Good morning. Turn your radio down.
Great YouTube video.
How you doing?
Turn your radio down. Yeah.
Colin will get a kick out of it. Tell him to go to the backyard.
Yeah, good call.
Yeah, great call. Oh, take one
great
more.
Idea by
see
me.
If it works. Yeah.
Well, now they're gone.
Good. Anyway, here we go. The scaffold guy says, I have one on my back. My wife loves to pop it every month. No way. No
Why does it come
way.
Back?
And also, I don't know, but why? This is a solo endeavor, Doran. You shouldn't involve other people.
I think there are people who want to do it, though. Like, yeah. Michelle wants to do it. I'm like, no, just let it go. Let it breathe. Let it work its own process.
Yeah. I am a big poured individual, so I will get blackheads, and my wife will just, she'll be like, ooh, Saturday night.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. My goodness.
There's weird relationships like that where one person's the popper and the other person is like,
Poppy.
Yeah, Poppy.
Oh.
Poppy. Hi, Poppy.
It's right on your elbow. What do you think it's from?
No, maybe it's like, right here. It was right here.
Like your forearm.
My forearm, my inside of my forearm. There might be a little stuff left in there if I squeeze it enough.
If you squeeze it, that squirted out on me.
That pointed right at you.
If that
squirted out on me.
Wait,
right
lift
now.
It up a little bit. I can barely see it on the video.
If that squirted out.
No, it wouldn't squirt. This oozes. This doesn't squirt. This is never squirted. The ear squirted. Like this one would just come out like caulking.
If that squirted out right now, I'm putting on one of those helmets. I'm diving out of the window. Right out, like the lion in Wizard of Oz.
Yes, here we go. Thank you so much for the PSA. This is from Tristan. I just remembered to do mine on the back of my neck. My wife loves to pop these as well. I hate them.
How did we get on this?
Because it happened this morning. I felt, you know what, I felt like a little pressure in my arm. I went to itch my arm, and there was like a buildup in there. This is good. I have done a lot. For all the, what kind of doctor is that? It's skin doctor? Dermatologist, probably. I've done a lot for the dermatology field this morning.
You know what you should do is you should rub it down with a little alcohol and see if it just doesn't come back.
No, what the fun is that?
You want it to come back.
Yeah, it's like changing your air filters. Like, I know that this is
yeah,
good.
That's so much fun.
I know it keeps me regular.
Nature's reminder.
How do you think you got that? Working out?
No, I've had this for, I don't know, I've had this for a while. I don't know, I've had this for a couple decades, probably 20
that
years.
That long?
Really?
Yeah.
Would you rub some stuff on
15, 20, but it's not a thing. The amount of pus or juice or whatever that comes out wouldn't even fill a baby spoon.
Oh,
that'd
honestly,
be weird.
But it could make a whole, but it could make a whole room smell. Do you agree with that part of it?
Yes. I also would like the next time you're about to do this, either film it or invite me on in to watch.
You could film it. Let's set a reminder. We'll do it in May, 1st of May.
Okay.
I can't wait to talk about sports. I mean, what, we have a minute? What, Elmer's glue? Let's get it all out because I can't wait to.
We should put on eBay. See if anybody wants to buy the pus.
Oh, my God.
I'll leave. You know what? I'm going to do it and then rub the microphone and see Starkey never work here again.
Oh, my God.
Coach Ed tells me they're like weeds. Unless you get the root of it, they'll keep coming back.
Makes sense.
All right. Here we are. Good morning. Lots to talk about. Brian Flores, Jeff Hathorn. We talked to Brad Spielberger. So much to get into. We got football talk. We got nonsense. It's Super Bowl week. We're there. Listen to Cook and Joe every Wednesday. Hear about Starkey's card of the week. Baseball card, Castle and Cranberry. All our contests run every one. Not all of them, but this one. Wednesday through Friday. I drove past Baseball Card Castle the other day. Fabulous establishment. Go ahead and hit us there at 937thefan.com and check out all the details about our contest.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.